Why don't pastors speak out more on the pro-life issue? That's what we're going to talk about right now during this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest is Micaiah Bilger, who is with LifeNews.com. And she recently wrote an article about Carl Lentz, who's the pastor of Hillsong, which is a mega church, I guess, in New York City. And he kind of waffled, or so it seemed, on the issue of abortion. Thankfully, he kind of retook back some of his statements and made it more clear that abortion is sinful. But let's go ahead and look at this issue. I think the wider issue is, why can't pastors be more clear on this issue? I mean, to me, it is a black and white issue in every way. Micaiah, great to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Sure. Okay, let's start with the initial story. It began with this pastor appearing on the television program The View, and you wrote about it.
Sure. Yeah, Carl Lentz is he's really a megachurch pastor. Hillsong Church in New York City has become pretty widely influential and well-known. A lot of people know Hillsong music. It's related to that as well. And I guess he's most famous for Justin Bieber, I guess, goes to his church, that pop singer. But he's very widely known. He wrote a book recently, and he was on The View. And the panel, this panel loves to talk about abortion. They're very pro-abortion. And so they asked Lentz about his views on abortion. The question that he got was, so it's not a sin in your church to have an abortion, right? Is what they asked. And rather than saying, yes, it is a sin, Lentz kind of waffled back and forth and basically said, well, you know, we'll come in, we'll talk to you, we want to hear your story, we like to talk to people about these things, and, well, God's the judge, and people have to live their own convictions. So, again, they pressed him on this and said, you know, well, is it a black and white issue? Abortion, is it an open and shut case? And, you know, again, he kind of waffled and he didn't say, you know, no, abortion's wrong. It takes an unborn life. It is a sin. But of course, we still, you know, love everyone and want to help them find God's forgiveness. And again, he just waffled and kind of said, well, you know, we want to find out their story. We want to talk to them. And he didn't really answer the question. And that troubled a lot of people. You know, Christians, you know, I'm a Christian, want to hear, you know, the truth. They want to hear, you know, biblical teaching and why. And for Lentz to give this kind of wishy-washy answer and be such an influential pastor, really, really upset a lot of people. You know, there was criticism, basically, you know, to say living your own convictions is something that even abortion, people who support abortion say, you know, there are people who claim to be Christians and support abortion and just say, well, it's a, you know, God's the judge, live out what you believe. And they were really looking for a stronger answer from Lentz, you know, a compassionate answer, but a stronger one saying, yes, abortion is wrong. Yes, we still need to love the women who've had them and help them find forgiveness. But it begins with recognizing that abortion kills an unborn child created in the image of God, and it's wrong. But he didn't say that, at least initially.
Right. And then on November 7th, he did try to clarify things. He said this, quote, recently in an interview, I was asked directly if abortion was sin. I did not answer the question directly for a number of reasons, and that has caused some confusion about our stance as a church on this matter. I do believe abortion is sinful. Our prayer is that we can continue to help and love those that deal with the pain of regret from personal choices, rather than cast further shame and guilt on those already caring so much, and create a church that can teach people how to form convictions based on God's word that will be the driving force in all their decisions. I will continue to point people to Jesus above all else every opportunity I get. The story of God's redemptive grace available to all is the best news available. Well, we certainly would agree with that, and there's no real point of this to cast aspersion on this brother in Christ. The point that I think we do want to make, and this is extremely important, is that abortion from a Christian perspective, to me, it's very clear. It's very black and white as far as the Bible is concerned. So why don't we just spend the next few minutes talking about that, and what can pastors and lay people in their own roles in churches do to have essentially a clarion call on this issue in the culture at large. So I'm going to go ahead and let you wax eloquent. Why is abortion wrong from the Bible?
Sure. You know, the argument is, I think I agree. The Bible is very clear that we are created in God's image. We're valuable, as human beings, even above all the other creatures that God created, because we were made in His image, starting with Adam and Eve. And, human beings are, and we know from science now, we know for a fact that life begins at conception. There's a unique new human life at conception, with their own unique DNA, which determines, hair and eye color and sex and everything like that. So we know life begins at conception, and the Bible says, human life is valuable. And the Bible recognizes, too, babies in the womb are valuable. One of my favorite scriptures to point to, a lot of people point to Psalms and things like that, but one of my favorites is actually in the Christmas story, when Mary goes to visit her cousin Elizabeth, and mm-hmm. Elizabeth is pregnant with John the Baptist, and Mary is pregnant with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is in Luke, and
it is.
I don't remember the exact scripture at the moment.
It's Luke,
verse,
Luke chapter
but,
1.
Yes, but it says that when Mary arrived at Elizabeth's house, the baby in her womb leaped for joy.
Yes,
and that's John the Baptist. And he was the first one. It's amazing to me. John the Baptist, before he was even born, was the first one really to recognize Jesus, other than, Mary and Joseph. So we have this beautiful story
yes.
an unborn child recognizing
yes.
another unborn child and our Savior.
And I'd like to interrupt if I could. The Greek word there for baby is brephos, B-R-E-P-H-O-S, if you transliterate mm-hmm. it, okay, in terms of the Greek letters. Okay, brephos. And what that means is baby. So, in other words, the
yeah.
Greek word for unborn baby is the same word as a Greek word for a baby that's already been born.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, that's just one of the things I like to bring up when I'm talking with people. I think the Bible is very clear, in the Ten Commandments, murder is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Killing another innocent human life is wrong. There's just so many different things that I think point to just that abortion is wrong. So I think it's very clear. But abortion is a very sensitive issue, a very touchy issue. And so in some ways I do understand, I'm a pastor's daughter myself, how hard it can be for pastors to address that issue. Now that's not an excuse for them not to, but it can be difficult because you don't know who, women in your congregation have had abortions. And there's almost like a hairline trigger reaction as soon as the word abortion comes up in any conversation
yeah.
as well. People put up their defenses and things. And so, it's something I really encourage pastors, lay people, people who are working in ministry just to read more about it, learn more about how, to speak compassionately, but also truthfully, because the reason women are hurting, the reason why abortion is such a contentious issue is because an unborn child dies. We would, if it was what the abortion industry says it is, that it's just a tooth being pulled or a blob of tissue being removed,
wow.
Why is there so much emotion and hurt and just so much pain attached to
yeah.
that? And, we as Christians, we hold the truth that abortion is a sin, and we need to say that because that helps women heal. realizing that, you know, realizing the truth that it wasn't just a blob of tissue and that their pain is real because their child was real and that they, you know, it was a wrong action, but that our God is such a compassionate and loving and forgiving God that, you know, no sin is too big. He, you know, he's there waiting and willing to forgive. And so I think as Christians, we need to come at it
sure.
very compassionately and gracefully, but also be very firm and saying, you know, this is wrong, but we want to help you because this is wrong, because you need it, because you're hurting, because, you know, sin is what destroys. And that's what we need rescued from. That's why Christ came.
Yes, and unfortunately, I think it'd be safe to say that in your average church today, it's very rare for people to hear a whole, you know, sermon about abortion. It just, mm-hmm. it's often, you know, ignored from the pulpit and so forth. I do think that, you know, around January 22nd, around that time, since usually the Sunday around that time is often dubbed the Sanctity of Life Sunday, that's an appropriate time to preach a sermon about that. I know of one pastor, mm-hmm. I was talking with him, and I asked him about this issue, and he said, yes, I preached from John 11, where Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life, and he wept at the death of Lazarus, and he was talking about how Jesus is, you know, is the Father of life. I know of another church context where the pastor was preaching on the very Genesis passage you had mentioned earlier, that God made us in his image. And then I know of other situations where pastors have preached on Psalm 139. And so there are definitely scriptures out there that people can use to talk about you know, the abortion issue from a biblical mm-hmm. perspective. And it would be nice to see the churches get involved. And by the way, I've got to say one thing. You were talking earlier about how, you know, some people, you know, the culture at large or Planned Parenthood groups like that will say, oh, yeah, it's just a blob of tissue. But as you said, oh, well, why is there so much pain associated with the death of this blob of tissue? But think about those videos that they made a couple years ago showing that Planned Parenthood is trafficking baby body parts to make more money on abortions. And they don't talk about those as blob of tissues. They'll talk about, okay, give us X number of dollars for the brains, give us Y number of dollars for the livers, you know, give us more money for the kidneys, you know, et cetera. It's like, wait a minute, there's no blob of tissue there. This is, you know, potential body parts that we can sell. I mean, it just shows you how wrong this whole abortion industry, and that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, it definitely is an industry. I mean, even looking at the number of the studies showing the number of women who are pressured to abort their unborn babies, and the abortion industry basically, you know, ignoring situations involving you know, underage girls that might have been sexually assaulted, abused, just, you know, because, you know, abortion makes money. And so they, you know, outwardly they claim to be these women's rights advocates and care about women, but I really think a lot of it does come down to the money. The love of money is the root of all evil, talked about in the Bible. And, it really is very much a profit-driven industry. Mm. That their goal is, you know, the dead baby and getting that $500 to $1,000 to upward of $20,000 for killing that child.
Did I hear you correctly? Can an abortion cost as much as $20,000?
Yes, actually even more.
We're out of time. We're out of time. We'll have to explore that some future time. Wow. So that is amazing. All right. We've been talking with Micaiah Bilger of LifeNews.com. Micaiah, thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. Bye-bye.